from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brooke Pryor, ESPN Steelers Insider, was there today. Brooke, did it feel like a quarterback competition in practice?
No, it hasn't felt like a real quarterback competition in quite a while, if really ever. I think that it's, you know, it reminds me a lot of the Mitch and Kenny quote-unquote competition in 2022, when I think all signs pointed for a long time that Mitch Trubisky would be the week one starter. It was just, you know, an officially unofficial or an unofficial official, whichever way you want to say it, and kind of known within the building before, you know, it was made public.
Now, Brooke, whenever you've done the big fancy ESPN stuff in New York City, have you tried or have you texted any of those people and tried to explain to them this isn't a real competition? Stop saying
yes,
Justin
Orlovsky
Fields has a chance.
Said bamboozled today. Yeah, he was bamboozled.
Orlovsky, it was like a babe in the woods talking about this thing.
Yeah, you know, there's only so much you can say at some point. You know, people are going to have their opinions and what they think should be happening and think should be doing. But all I can do is just report what I have been told, what I see, what the vibes I feel, all of those things. And all of those things have pointed to this being Russell Wilson's job to lose. And he didn't lose it in training camp, even with the calf injury. But, you know, Mike Tomlin's had this long-standing thing where you're not going to necessarily lose your job when you're injured. You get an opportunity to try to, you know, win it back, I think, or at least retain it, especially in the preseason and training camp. So, you know, I think that's kind of just been the standard that he's been keeping.
Brooke, do you feel like Russell Wilson has a long leash when it comes to the job?
You know, I don't think so. I think that the one thing that Justin Fields taking all the reps with the ones that he did and coming out in the games, playing as much as he did, if anything, to me, that just kind of shortens Russell Wilson's leash or decreases the margin of error that he has, because Justin Fields has shown what he can do in the offense, what, you know, the added dimension of him being a running quarterback can do in this offense, make it more dynamic. I think especially when the offensive line is still kind of gelling, he can escape some sacks. But we also saw that he took some sacks, maybe some coverage sacks that he didn't necessarily need to take at different times in the preseason. So I don't think that Russell Wilson necessarily has a long leash. I don't think it's, you know, incredibly short either. Maybe it's about a medium leash. I don't think it's going to be something where if he goes out in week one and, you know, has a terrible outing that they're going to, you know, make a knee-jerk reaction and start Justin Fields week two or anything like that.
Now, is it a retractable leash like you can have for a dog where if he has a good game, you give more slack to the leash, but conversely, you bring that bad boy in if he's barking at everything? No, I'm kidding.
You know,
that's not a serious question.
I was going to say, retractable leashes, I have read, are not great for dogs, and I would imagine that they're not
great for quarterbacks either. I've ditched it for our bigger dog. I feel like it's given him too much power. Anyway, what's going to happen ultimately with the slot corner, the de facto third starter at that position? How do you feel like this shakes out right now? Do you think, let me put it this way, do you think the likeliest slot corner week one starter is already on their roster or on somebody else's still right now?
That's a great question. Every time I think that I have a grasp of the direction that it's going, there's another injury. So at this point, it kind of seems like they may have to go outside the building. I really thought that Beanie Bishop had the inside track, and maybe he still does, but that he was banged up last week and the week before, I believe. And then I was a little bit surprised that he got in the game, but it was in the second half of that preseason game that suggests to me that maybe his standing wasn't as strong as I thought within the roster construction. I kind of think that it's outside the building, but, you know, all those things are going to become more clear as the week goes on. But I think that they do have a real problem at that position because guys are getting hurt or they're just really inexperienced.
Based on what you're hearing and what you saw today, who do you think will be the Steelers starting offensive tackles in Atlanta on September 8th?
At this point, I feel like it's going to be Dan Moore and Broderick Jones. I think that as much as you want it to be Troy Faletonu at right tackle, I'm concerned that he has missed so much time with that knee sprain and the fact that he's a rookie. That's a lot of time in a developmental stage that you really need to be practicing to be out there. And I think the closer we get to the season, if he's not taking reps and he's not, you know, working at full speed, that's asking him to catch up really quickly. And I think just hurts the development of your line in general. At this point, I'd roll with Broderick and, you know, hope that he looks more like the tackle that we saw out there against the Lions than he did against the Bills. I thought that he looked better last week than the week before. And we saw last season, he played pretty well at right tackle. Yeah, they want to move him, I think, at some point to left tackle. I think the sooner they do that, the better for Broderick's development because it's, you know, I think really frustrating to be a natural left tackle and then play on the right side and maybe flip to the left, then go back to the right. I think that just, you know, creates some confusion and things aren't very clear cut in that development. So I think eventually it will be Broderick and Troy Faletonu, but week one, I don't think that will be the case.
Do you think there's a sentiment growing inside that building that as good as Alex Highsmith is, the second best outside linebacker on the roster's last name is Herbig?
You know, I think it's hard to tell after the preseason. I think that Nick Herbig has a lot of upside, and I just laugh when I go back to the year that he was drafted, and we're all in the draft room, and someone asked Omar Khan if he saw if there was the potential to move, or maybe it was Terrell Austin, asked Terrell Austin if Nick Herbig was going to move to inside linebacker. And at the time, that's what it seemed like it should be because he, you know, has the size of an inside linebacker. He's kind of an undersized outside linebacker. And, I mean, shoot, what do we know? He's played really well at outside despite being, you know, kind of smaller in stature. I think that it's too soon for me to say that he's the second best outside linebacker because I think that Alex Highsmith is really underrated. And Nick Herbig is also putting up these numbers against, you know, second and third team offensive lines. You know, I don't believe there were all the starters playing for the Bills, definitely not against the Lions, but it doesn't mean that he's not a special player. I just hate to rank him ahead of a guy that's been a proven veteran after a preseason.
Brooke, best player or biggest name player who you think the Steelers will release between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think that there's going to be many surprises. You know, I think a guy like Quez Watkins is firmly on the bubble because that wide receiver room, while there's not a lot of depth necessarily, or at least top-end quality depth, there's still a lot of guys that are fighting for that, you know, fifth, sixth spot if they choose to go that direction. So I think he could be the odd man out, especially because he's kind of struggled in at punt return. I think that if he was good on special teams, that would have been an area that he could have made a case to get a roster spot. I think defensive line has had a lot of really good depth showed up throughout the preseason that, you know, a guy like, you know, Isaiah Loudermilk could be on the outside looking in, which, you know, I feel kind of crazy saying because he has been really solid, but it's just a numbers game and trying to figure out, you know, do you give him a roster spot or does, you know, the guy that you just drafted in Logan Lee get it? Then again, he didn't play in the last preseason game. Looks like he's also dealing with something. So I think that there will be at least some familiar names that get left off because of some of these positions that do seem to have a good bit of depth.
Brooke Pryor, ESPN, Steelers Insider, taking it all in today. Thank you, Brooke.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.